Full Tilt Devi podcast, back with another recap from week two of the college football season. The highlight of the week was obviously Texas taking down Alabama in Tuscaloosa behind Quinn Ewers' efficient night. There wasn't much more action at the top of the rankings, but we still saw some great performances from Coach Prime's Buffaloes. And is it time to start talking about Audric Estime as one of the top three running backs in the 2024 class? And finally, is it time to hit the panic button on Drake May? But we'll talk about some of that and more. But let's start with the game of the week, Texas at Alabama. We talked about it in our Discord after the game, but this Alabama team does have some issues. Jalen Milroe looked absolutely lost out there. He threw two picks for the box score, but also had a staggering 14% turnover-worthy throw rate, which is just horrendous. He's officially a liability for the Tide, and it has to be time to see what they have with either Buckner, who we've already been on the record as saying is not that impressive, but also they've got sophomore Ty Simpson. And the former five-star couldn't win the job outright in the offseason, but I think it's time to see what he's got on the field. As far as the rest of the team, I couldn't really find one impressive performance on any player on offense. Kobe Prentice has performed the best out of the wide receiver group thus far, but he's really only ran 24 routes this season, so I can't say his stock is rising or anything like that. We just haven't seen any electricity from this wide receiver group, which is going to be going on two seasons now, which is upsetting for a school that was basically a lock to have a wide receiver drafted in the first round every year. And the running backs were no better. Jace McClellan looked pedestrian. This just feels like an offense without any identity, which is obviously not a good thing if you're a Bama fan. As far as Texas, Quinn Ewers looked pretty good out there, all things considered. He started out slow, but put together a 350-yard performance with three touchdowns, over 9 yards per attempt. He was hitting some deep throws to A.D. Mitchell, and Xavier Worthy and J.T. Sanders looked solid as well. The running game, pretty balanced this week with Jonathan Brooks and C.J. Baxter, which is great news for Baxter as he seems to have the trust of the coaching staff already as a true freshman. Bad news if you still had any hope for Jadon Blue, who was only on the field for two snaps, where he lost 2 yards on the ground, and he did have a catch on a screenplay. Jadon Blue is a sell for me for whatever you can get at this point, which it doesn't seem like you'd be able to get too much, but who knows, there might still be some Jadon Blue believers out there. Moving on to Coach Prime in primetime, the Buffaloes were on fire again. Shedeur Sanders threw for nearly 400 yards, over 9 yards per attempt. He kept the ball safe. They've taken on two Power 5 opponents right now and look fantastic. Week one sensation Travis Hunter cooled off a bit. He still ran over 100 snaps during the game on offense and defense, and it doesn't appear like they want to take him off the field at all if they can help it. But the transfer wide receivers from South Florida, Xavier Weaver and Jimmy Horn, have also looked great. It's a high-volume offense, so there's plenty of stats to go around. It's hard to really project anyone to the next level as a receiver at this point. But I do like Xavier Weaver as a guy who's kind of under the radar and seems to be making the most of his snaps. The running game for the Buffaloes hasn't really materialized, and freshman standout Dylan Edwards kind of came back to earth this week against Nebraska. For now, I like what I've seen from Shedeur, and overall, I just can't wait to see how this team progresses. Next, I do want to talk about the 2024 running back picture, which is starting to take shape. Unfortunately, my preseason running back one, Rocket Sanders, has been hurt, but it does seem like Travion Henderson is somewhat back to his freshman form. He's sporting over a 20% big-time run rate in the first 2 weeks. Would like to see him get some more work in the passing game, but I'm sure that will come. The running back three in the class was less clear than the top two. I think a lot of people probably had Braylon Allen there from Wisconsin, which still could be true. But it is concerning that the coaching staff seems to trust Ches Malusi more, especially last week. However, one thing that I do find interesting is Braylon Allen has already matched his best season total for receptions at 13, and we're only in week two. Unfortunately, those receptions have only amounted to 36 yards, so I don't know how much value we can assign to them. But for me, after week two, I think Audric Estime has secured a spot in the top three backs of 2024. Nearly a 20% big-time run rate through three games, averaging over 100 yards per game on the ground, and he's proving to be effective out of the backfield as a receiver with 2.5 yards per route run. He's got the NFL size, 227 pounds. So I love what I've seen so far out of Estime. Lastly, conversely, the 2024 quarterback picture has become a lot murkier, which isn't necessarily an indictment on talent. I think we're all probably locked in at this point as Caleb Williams is our QB1. But after a couple underwhelming weeks from Drake May, the rest of the class kind of looks wide open with a lot of solid performances. I already talked about Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders, but we've also got guys like Dukes, Riley Leonard. We've got Michael Penix from Washington. Sam Hartman from Notre Dame's looked good. There's still guys like Joe Milton, Bo Nix from Tennessee and Oregon. Jordan Travis has looked good for Florida State. J.J. McCarthy's looked solid at Michigan. And then K.J. Jefferson, who we really liked out of Arkansas, has been really, really efficient as well. Even guys, you know, who we had left for dead, like Spencer Rattler and DJU, have looked solid. So I just don't think we can comfortably name a QB2 at this point. I'm not hitting the panic button on Drake May yet, but the hatch is open, and my finger is hovering above the button. I did have concerns after the losses of Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, and also the top receiver, Josh Downs. And May doesn't seem to have really found a rhythm just yet. His adjusted metrics still look good. We're just not seeing it translate to touchdowns, which can be upsetting for us Devy managers. It will be interesting to see if NFL scouts still view him highly if the offense does decide to operate more through its running game rather than through the air. But that's all I've got for the update for week two. The Full Tilt Devy Show will be back this week with myself and John Arrington. I'm sure we're going to dive a little bit deeper on Drake May. I'm looking forward to hearing John's take on that whole situation. And we'll also, of course, look ahead to the week three matchups and give you what you need to look out for there. So I hope to see you guys there, and enjoy the rest of your week.